Hour number two of the Nurturing Your Wild Soul Retreat, Connecting to Self and Beyond. Hi, Victoria here, welcoming you back to the Nurturing Your Wild Soul Retreat. I hope that in the first hour you really dropped into being with yourself, building a deeper and perhaps for some a new relationship with your inner self, the sovereign you truly are, your wild soul. The second hour is about connecting to yourself and beyond. So I want you to continue to move slowly as you take your exploration outward. In our busy, constantly moving life, many of us have lost touch with the roots that we have in the natural world. Nature is our true home, where we are loved and accepted unconditionally. By getting outside our controlled environment and opening ourselves up to the natural world, we begin to feel more space inside ourselves. There's a breathing room to relax. When we have that room or spaciousness, as I call it, we can create pretty much anything we want to. But without the stillness and the space, it's very difficult to listen and hear what wants to be. This hour, I invite you to leave your house, your space that you've been inside, and go outside. Go to a quiet spot to be alone and do the following. Stand where you can plant your feet on the ground. Really plant your feet, maybe bend your knees just a little bit to really steady yourself and stand up straight and tall. First, look up at the sky. Really see the sky above you. Then look down at the ground. Look to your left. And look to your right. Take your time with each one of these, being very aware of what you see, what you notice. What's here? What thoughts or feelings arise in you? Just let them come without judgment or interpreting them. Keep using your breath to allow it all to unfold as it wants. Open your heart now to receive the messages that come when you slow down and engage with the natural world. Spend a minimum of 15 minutes outside. Then return to your inside setting and write in your journal. Write about what you experienced outside. Write about what areas where you feel connected to yourself. Acknowledge the reasons why you feel this way. Maybe it's because you make time for yourself, or perhaps you buy healthy food and eat well, or you surround yourself with people and activities that fully support you and bring you alive, whatever the reasons are that help you stay connected to you. Write those down. Then write about the areas where you don't feel connected. Where have you let your self-care go? Is it your body? Perhaps your relationships, or your finances, or maybe your dreams. What is the impact that is having on your life? What price are you paying for letting your attention to you slip away? As you do this, lean in really closely. Be compassionate but rigorous with this. You want to find your deep truth and just keep on noticing how you feel. Use part of this time to play music that connects you to your inner self. It could be slow or fast. It doesn't matter. You choose in the moment what feels really good to you right now. What will make you come alive right now? The writer, Audre Lorde, said, "Self-care is not about self-indulgence. It's about self-preservation." So know that by devoting yourself to this journey today, you are practicing the art of self-love. Take the rest of this hour for these instructions. At the top of the next hour, come back and listen to the next set of instructions. I'll talk to you then.